I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How many times have you been at a party, a park, huh? A get-together, where you think, my God, if only we had anonymous D-sucking.
Yes.
Huh?
Family picnic.
People would love this, but yet, there was no way to do it conveniently. You weren't close enough to the men's room. You weren't close enough to the rest area.
It's true.
Now you can bring the rest area with you.
The Internet.
Bringing the world to your fingertips.
Information.
Technology.
E-commerce.
And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dear Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dear Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Gloryholetogo.com. Gloryholetogo. Look at you doing the Lord's work, Bob.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me back on. It's good to talk to you guys.
Good to talk to you, my friend. How is the glory hole business?
You know, it's pretty good. Oh, by the way, I was listening in on you guys talking about the old dude with the revolver.
I
saw that video last night, and I love any story that always starts with Florida man. You know, you're in for a treat.
Yeah, right. What a crazy old bastard. You want to talk about it? Your giving F is busted. He wasn't rushing. He wasn't screaming, flailing. He just walked out there, emptied it, reloaded it, emptied it, reloaded it, emptied it. I mean, truly
crazy
old
and
bastard.
Casual.
Yeah, exactly. Which... crazy and casual could be used to describe your product.
I think That's true. Yeah, we just added a freestanding version.
Right.
So when we release pretty soon for those folks that don't have a doorway to put their glory hole into.
Right. What if you're out camping? Huh? What if you're at a concert? What if you're at a party? What if you're, you know, just out and about on a jogging trail and a big D-sucking contest breaks out? You never know.
Sure, we want you to be prepared.
Love this. By the way, if it folds up into like an easy to carry package, that's even better.
The Midnight and the Double Duty, those models do. The freestanding one, they're not taking that pup anywhere. It weighs about 42 pounds. It's 6 foot tall and 6 feet wide.
That's so great.
It's a very heavy frame.
I had no idea. I mean, obviously it makes sense. You know, people are into whatever they're into. And again, if you're all consenting adults, I say go crazy. Have fun. Knock yourself out. It's but it's funny because it partly reminds me of those old carnival games. You would throw a tomato at something or knock it down or whatever, because it's got that same vibe, only there's a face and you throw your penis at it.
Yep, and they're fairly popular. You'd be surprised.
It's straight or gay, normally?
It's not like they're flying out the door, but, you know, I sell a few of these every month. It's kind of a part-time gig for me, but, you know, I enjoy making them. I like to think of them as an artisan glory hole.
It really is. Have you thought about painting them and making scrims of some sort, like doing custom paint jobs? Like, maybe you can make a Mona Lisa with their mouth open, or Blue Boy, or some, you know, Oscar Wilde, who knows?
A lady in San Francisco wanted me to paint it like an alien. She wanted it decorated with an alien figure on it with the hole, as you might guess, where it might be on the alien.
Let me give you an idea that is going to get you an amazing amount of press. Trump. Screen print a picture of the president.
You know, I actually, a friend of mine suggested that. And I just thought, you know, I just don't want to be renditioned.
I got you. But I'm telling you, it's think about the press you would get if you took a picture of him, just a regular photograph somewhere of him with his mouth open, and just right around the glory hole.
You know, it's tempting, I have to admit.
You would become, you want to talk about overnight insane amount of attention. It would go across the world, the globe. You would sell these. There's no way you'd be able to keep up with all the orders.
You know, it's tempting. It's very tempting. Mm-hmm. But then again, I still, you know, I'm still waiting to leap into action on your last idea, which was the window shade glory hole to put into a car window.
See, I thought that one was a good idea. That's another good idea. Portable one. And, you know, I think the way you do that is you get the frame off. Have you ever seen that old people have it's like a window tint thing that they just pull down like a window shade?
Yeah.
Yep.
You should use that frame.
That's what I'm talking about. You were the one that suggested that. Every time I talk to you, I walk away with three or four new product ideas.
I'm an idea man, Bob, and I want you to sell these glory holes to go all over the place. I think you should have different theme ones for Halloween.
You are a good man.
I think you should have Halloween ones, birthday ones. I think you could have Christmas ones. I think you could have Catholic ones. It could look like you'd paint a priest around it. You could do whatever.
I'm in. I am totally in. Glitter, you name it. I'm going to do it.
So what is this? What is the thing about glory holes, though? Because it comes up a lot. Which, by the way, have you heard Steel Panther's song Glory Hole off their second album?
Actually, I saw them do it live.
Isn't it great? Aren't they astounding? You should definitely tell them about your business, and I bet you they'd take one out on the road and use it as a prop.
No, I actually should. I saw them perform with Judas Priest a couple of years ago. They opened for them, and I think the crowd was a little surprised because I don't think they realized that there was a bit of parody going on there.
Right. I know. Yeah. I was talking to Michael, the singer, about that afterwards, and why they love Priest and they love being on the tour. Every night was a hard fought fight to get over on that crowd because that's not what you'd call the most accepting crowd.
No, but it was a great show. They did a great job.
Oh, let me tell you, I'm a huge Steel Panther fan, Bob. Anytime you can see them, go see them. Every time. They're beyond hilarious. And buy the albums. I mean, trust me, that band is that. They'll come to Kansas City and sell out 3,000 seaters instantly.
That's great.
Yeah,
I'm out here on the West Coast, and we don't get them very often. But, you know, I go when I can.
Yeah, well, listen, you tell me what we can do to help you perpetuate the glory hole. And let me go back to this question, by the way. Is it more women or men? Is it more hetero or gay as far as the glory hole goes?
You know, it's primarily gay men in their 40s and up. And then I also sell a number of them to couples. I think what perpetuates it and what makes people interested is that you see them in porn all the time, but you know, out in the real world, it's like spotting a unicorn. There aren't any there out there in the world. So the only option that somebody is going to have is to set something up. And you can make one of these, you know, very simply with a curtain and a pair of scissors and a couple of thumbtacks. But there are folks that are really into this and they want something a bit more high quality, something
sure.
that they can travel with, or something they can keep at home and then just fold it up and nobody knows that they're doing it.
Sure. It's because those hot water heater boxes are just cumbersome.
They really are, you know, and it's very indiscreet to have a doorway sized piece of plywood with a hole and a couple of handles on it, you know, stuffed up against the back of the hallway.
You need to just play a game for friends called Guess Who? You think you know your wife? It's
It'd be worse if you knew who they all were.
Right. So I'm saying, so you have like, you're like, is it your wife or is it your best pal, Steve? And you're like, man, there's an eagerness there that I haven't really felt before. Is this Steve?
Oh, yeah,
no, it's not your best friend, Steve. This is your wife. I'd say there's all kinds of shenanigans that could happen with this business.
Absolutely. You know, it's been a lot of fun. I've talked to a lot of folks, and I've shipped these things all over the planet. They've gone to Austria and all over Europe. I've sent them to Japan. I've even shipped a couple to fleet post offices and army post offices. I was kind of wondered about how those turned out.
Right. I know. I got to tell you, and it's such a strange thing, man. There's all kinds. I've just such terrible ideas for the front of it, like everything from terrible biblical scenes to clowns. I mean, across the board, like, I'm like, you should just make the most horrific ones you could possibly come up with.
I'm not opposed to that. I've got a sense of humor, and I like the idea of making them just terrifying at the same time.
Let me tell you.
I was thinking maybe, you know, a giant pair of scissors right above the hole.
Listen, I mean, I think that's fantastic. I think you also should do a big picture of a Satan. I think you should do, for the nerds in Star Wars, you should do Princess Leia. I think there's just a never-ending amount of imagery that you could have with a glory hole, with a portable glory hole.
There is. I'll just spin off a whole theme division.
You should do a sideshow carnival. The amazing, you know, whatever, so, suck, so, whatever. It's, you know.
I don't know. I have a feeling at a sideshow with tickets and payment, I might get arrested.
I know. These are all good ideas. Listen. If somebody wanted a glory hole to go, they needed their, because you make them all. You make the ones that go in the doorway that are very portable. You make the ones now that are basically self-contained. They've got sides on them. They've got privacy curtains. You've got all this. And I really think you should work on the car ones. We could just pull up to a park. And because you've all seen those parks, the gay parks, the guys back in. It's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I think they'd sell well in Europe. They do a lot of dogging there.
That's right. They do. But that's heterosexual, too, isn't it? Dogging.
Yeah, primarily it is, yeah. Yeah, there's some gay stuff that's going on, but it's mostly married couples, actually.
Yeah, so they pull up into a park, and then everybody has to go at the guy's wife.
Oh.
Yeah, and or that, or they just kind of stand around
and they watch the guy get
a little feel if they get the chance.
Right, yeah, that's the other thing, is they watch the husband have sex with the wife, and everybody just stands around and watches it.
Oh.
Yeah. Nikki's like, wow.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
You don't want one of these at the lake, Nikki?
No, I think we don't need that at the lake.
You sure?
Yeah, no, I'm positive.
Oh, I bet Mike could have a good time.
Jesus.
Never really made it over to the U.S. from England. It seems like it's very specific to the U.K.
I think our parks might be a little more watched than the other ones. It's, you know, because in the U.K., their parks are filled with trees and weird little winding roads and all kinds of private little areas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the States, it's primarily if there's a park, it's for children, right?
Yeah, that would, yeah.
Actually, it's about time I thought I was going to get picked up in a gay sweep. I could have got picked up in a gay sweep. Yeah. True story. Over off Mission Road. So there's a road here. And yeah. I used to get up because, you know, when you do mornings, you wake up early, right?
Sure.
So I used to take my old dog Elvis before he passed away. I'd go get coffee and a paper and I'd let him run and I'd sit in the middle of the park, like at a table, and just read the paper, drink coffee, do whatever. And he'd just run around and have a good time because I was already up at 6. And in the parking lot, it was about, I don't know, man, an eighth of a mile away. There was all these people who were always parked. And I'm like, huh. And then one day I'm like, yeah, that's probably what that is. Whatever. It doesn't matter to me. He's still doing it. So I don't go one weekend. And I pulled in that Saturday morning and literally they blocked off and took everyone to jail.
Oh, damn.
Can you imagine? You're like, dude, I'm not up. I got to go.
Sir, that's worse.
I know, right? Exactly, man. That would have been awesome. That would look great in the paper. Yeah. Swear to God, sir.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, Bob, this is why glory holes need to be moved indoors. You understand at gloryholetogo.com. This is where you can keep it private, sir.
Yeah, it is. It's intended to be in your living room or in a doorway inside your house. It's a private activity. This one is not intended to be something out there in the public. It's just for the entertainment of you and your friends.
Sure.
Your anonymous friends.
Well, I could see where heterosexual couples would like it. The fantasy role play or whatever. Like, it's a stranger, do whatever, right? Because a girl could bend over and, you know, I mean, you could do a lot of different things.
Yeah, I even have one that's called the Double Duty, where it has a lower hole on the bottom for a little bit of backdoor play.
Look at that. Look at that action.
A thinker.
See, you covered all the bases.
Yeah, I'm trying to, and that one has been very popular among married couples and unmarried couples. It's not like I ask.
Right.
Swingers.
Yeah, the girl's like, what's the password? The guy's like, know my
I'm sorry,
pin
show me your marriage license, and you can't have one.
Yeah, you know my PIN number. You know the password.
There you go.
It's the original speakeasy door. Listen, I think you're doing the Lord's work, Bob. Glory hole
to
go.
You know,
car.
Somebody's got to do it, and I'm happy to take on the challenge.
How many parties do you go to where this thing breaks? You break this thing out, and it gets crazy.
I haven't been to any yet, but I'm ready to throw it in my car and show up.
Hold on, you make these things, but you've never glory holed?
Oh no, I have. Yeah, I just don't have one that I'm showing up with places, but it's not a bad idea.
Oh, no, make family reunions more fun. I bet. You should say it's the second cousin door, though. You're like nothing but second cousins on this. Otherwise, it just gets weird.
Yeah. Talk about a hostess gift.
Now, Bob, tell me, which side of the hole are you on? Are you on the outside or the inside of the glory hole?
You know, I'm pretty open-minded to either one, to tell you the truth. I came out back in the early 80s. And, back then, when you were a 20-year-old gay dude, there was nowhere to go to have sex other than have that kind of an experience in a less than Pleasance adult bookstore.
Hey, let me tell you.
So that was my exposure to sex early when I was like 20 years old. You know, that was about the only alternative you had.
No, of course.
Internet, no apps, nothing else.
No, it's not safe. People would beat on you. It was a terrible time for people who were different. And I'll tell you, her husband, Nikki, who's on the show with me, was the guy who hired me in the business. So he ran a radio station, Q104, before they were country, Kansas City's number one hit music station, and puts together a 20-year anniversary for the show. And it's The Village People, Evelyn Champagne King, Ya Kid K, and Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Could there be a gayer concert than that?
No, not even.
No, it's the gayest of all gay concerts. It just couldn't be a gayer concert. Judy Garland was
only... Nobody really knew the Village People were the Village People back then either. They just thought they were this, oh, look, their costumes are cute.
Yeah, that's it. So this was in probably 1991, 92. And I'm stuck over at this radio station as a promotions guy. And the tickets aren't selling. And he gives me a giant stack and he says, hey, man, here's a list of every gay bar in Kansas City. You have to go give them tickets to give away their DJs. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, you do it, right? It's the middle of the day. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's only a guy, like a manager, a guy cleaning the place.
Of course.
And there's a place called the Dixie Bell. I'll never forget. So I walk in and I'm like, hello? This guy's like, the manager's downstairs. I go, okay. So I walk downstairs. I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's literally like a limestone basement with like little cell rooms. Like there's no doors on the rooms, but they're definitely separate rooms. And yes. I'm like, the whole thing smells like a goddamn swimming pool. I'm like, Jesus Christ. A dude comes out. Yeah,
it sounds like you wandered into a bathhouse, not a bar.
Yeah, right. And I'm like, hey, so we're having a concert. And if you'd like to give these tickets to your friends.
Thanks, yeah. Mister.
Yeah, no, you know what? After that, you're not weirded out by much at all. Mm-hmm. I was like, huh. All right, well, there you go.
And you were so pretty then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's why
like
he sent
an angel.
Me. Yeah, but I picked up the biker of the Village People in my 1981 Hyundai Excel, 86 Hyundai Excel, and at the Kansas City International Airport, and I remember thinking, I'm really disappointed in the fact you're not wearing your biker outfit at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't travel in that incredibly. And also, I'm sure he was incredibly disappointed. There was a dude with a Yankee hatchback that smelled like cigarettes and picked him up at the airport. But these are the things that make us who we are today, Bob.
That is very, very true. You know, your stories are rich.
Hey, I hope you sell a gazillion glory holes, my friend.
Well, thank you, buddy. I really appreciate that. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys.
Always is. Always is. The great Bob at gloryholetogo.com. Gloryholetogo.com. Good job, man.